Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my YouTube channel. So it's today the local elections are taking place in Wales and England, not in Northern Ireland, not in Scotland. It's later this May that North Britain has got its local elections. Elections and referenda in the United Kingdom always take place on a Thursday. Local elections, Westminster elections, Stormont elections, Holyrood elections, Welsh Parliament elections, European elections when we had them, and so forth. Okay, so that goes back to 1918. There's always been a Thursday. So there are 230 local councils which have got elections going on. It's very complicated when it's a unitary authority or is it an urban district council and so on. You know, your county council or your borough council, as it's commonly called. So it's a four-year cycle. The place of having them local elections this year haven't had them since 2019. And the ones having this year will happen again in 2027 and so on. If you had local elections last year, 2022, you won't have them again until 2026. There are local elections every single year, but each area will only have it once every 4 years if you follow. So for local elections, each whatever local authority is divided into wards, a ward of between 6,000 and 9,000 voters, not people, voters, because remember, some people can't vote. Those who are under 18, those who are detained under the Mental Health Act, people in prison, those who are not registered because they're homeless, the monarch, members of the House of Lords, people who can't vote because they're not Irish, British or Commonwealth citizens. Methinks that European citizens can vote in local elections. They certainly can't vote in parliamentary elections. All right, so the voting age is 18 and you can be a council candidate at the age of 18. And I don't believe any oath of allegiance is required to be elected. There is no deposit to stand. And what do these local authorities control? Like bin collection, licensing pub, licensing restaurants, shops, development, allowing a new supermarket, a new block of flats to be built, or redevelopment, turning a disused shop unit into a housing unit and so forth. They have some social care provision for the disabled. And so those who have special educational needs, they're very severe. You know, cutting the grass, running the parks, the playgrounds, public libraries, public swimming pools. And so on. They've got lots of statutory duties. The turnout is lower than local elections, often 30%. It's been lower than 20% in some places. And most of the local government's money comes from central government. So somebody says delegitimized it. And remember that local authorities can only increase tax by 4.9% per year. That's it. So now some people say that's wrong. They're two different philosophies here. You might want high tax and high spend. You could vote for that. You might want low tax, low spend. You could vote for that. They can cut it as much as they want, but they can't increase about more than 4.9% per annum. But what there's no limit on increasing is parking fines or charges to park your car in whatever public car parks. That's why often they hammer you for the slightest thing, for being 1 second too long in a parking bay, for your wheel touching the white line at the edge of a parking bay, because that's a cash cow. People say it's unfair, and it is. It's not the greatest crime to park your car, you know, slightly wonky. But where's the money going to come from? I mean, you want decent social services. Where's you going to pay more in tax? Well, I mean, we can't pay that much more in tax because they're not even allowed to increase council tax. A council tax brought up in the early 90s after the cataclysmic experiment with the community charge, commonly called the poll tax. So anyway, there are lots of local authorities where these are going on. For the very first time, you have to show photo ID, which you never had to before. It can be a passport, a driving license, or various other ones. So you go to your polling station, often a church hall or part of a school building and so on, and voting is still 10 o'clock at night. Of course, you can vote by proxy or radio vote, postal vote beforehand. So find your polling station, you've been sent your polling card, and you must go to the polling card you were told to go to. And you weren't actually required to show it. You used to say your name, they cross off your name, but someone could steal your identity and use it instead. Remember, there are 22 different forms of identification you can use. And the polling station, an older or disabled person's bus pass, an Oyster 60 plus card, and so on. And so some people are saying this is the Conservatives trying to suppress the vote because they think that Labour and Lib Dem voters are less likely to have this photographic ID. So turnout is pretty low. Remember, turnout tends to be higher amongst elderly people. And the Conservative voters are, on average, considerably older than Labour and Lib Dem voters. Labour are most affected generationally. Amongst Lib Dems, age is a relatively small determinant of your likelihood to vote Liberal Democrat, is level of education, which hugely impacts the chance you vote Lib Dem. If you've got no GCSEs, so the chance you vote Lib Dem is about 4%. If you've got a PhD, the chance you'll vote Lib Dem is about 14%. All right. So if you're having control for age, it doesn't really make very much difference. So a ward has got two councillors or three councillors, dependent on population. If it's closer to 6,000 voters, it will have two councillors. If it's closer to 9,000 voters, it'll have three councillors. So you'll have as many votes as there are councillors to be elected. In a two-seater ward, you'll have two votes. You have the ballot paper, the name of the candidates, and their ballot paper description. The ballot paper description is the name of the party: Green Party, Conservative Party, Labour Party, Liberal Democrat, or indeed Independent. Now, you could use both the same party, vote Green, Green, or you could use two different parties, Liberal Democrat, Labour, or you can vote for one Conservative and not use the other vote at all, not vote for the other Conservative candidate. Now, parties generally put up as many candidates as their seats to be filled. As in a three-seater ward, they probably put up three candidates, but they don't have to, they could up two or even just one. So that's the way local elections go. The vote will be all be at 10 o'clock. They'll counsel it, they'll count it, and they'll start announcing results probably tomorrow morning. And remember, in Northern Ireland, they're holding their elections on the 18th of May. So you have to bring your, you can bring your independent pencil if you want to. You can tell people how you vote. You can bring your kids with you in there. And if you're disabled, you might need someone who your assistant, and he or she can come with you. Okay, so no selfies, no photos to be taken in there. Don't talk about politics to the polling clerks and so on, and they won't display anything or show any partiality. They're often tellers right outside, and the party saying, "So, hello, may I ask who you voted for? May I ask your name? You're telling us because they did get out the vote. Ooh, she said she'll vote for us. She hasn't voted for us. Get someone to go and knock on a door, phone or whatever. Encourage them to actually do it." So a lot of it is decided about turnout, as in people who actually vote. Now, it looks like Labour's going to run away with this one, win by something like 17 points. But remember, opinion polls consistently overrate Labour because Labour's vote is soft and people who are Labour inclined have much poorer turnout. And the opinion polls, they inevitably underrate the Conservative Party because it's quite good at turnout. There's a timid Tory factor. People embarrassed to admit they vote Conservative because they're told, "Oh, you're greedy, capitalist, fascist, racist, old-fashioned, or whatever." So that's why Labour, they'll win, but not by 17 points, maybe more like 13 points, which is still winning handily. But as Sir John Curtis said, they need to win by at least double digits to be able to win outright in the Westminster election next year. So if they won by only 9 points, and that would be quite an upset, then that would be quite bad for them. That would be sort of a moral victory of the Conservatives. After 13 years in office in midterm, you'd expect the Conservatives to be behind in the polls, but they are well behind. And obviously, things have gone wrong. There have been strikes. Inflation is going on. It's very obstinate. I was told last summer that the inflation was going to come down in 2023. There's no sign of it. There are all sorts of problems. Some Conservative successes in the foreign policy front. You know, no local elections are about to be local, about local issues. Should we build a new public pool? What about this park? Have we licensed too many fast food restaurants or whatever? But often people aren't really looking at that. To some extent, they're looking at national issues. So that's what's going on in the local elections right now. So people are bringing their dogs to the polling station sometimes. So you can put your ballot paper in your ballot box if you've not voted by post already. So there are up to 8,000 seats up for grabs, 3,366 of them defended by the Conservatives, 2,100 or so by Labour, 1,200 by Liberal Democrats, and almost 1,000 by Independents. There are 240 by the Greens, 112 by residents' associations, 25 by UKIP, only 4 by Reform UK, 2 by the Liberal Party, not Liberal Democrats, Liberal Party, and 2 by the Yorkshire Party. So Conservatives are set to lose about 1,000 of those, but actually the Conservative Party strategy is always to dampen down expectations. Say they're going to lose 1,000 if they think they only lose 500. They only lose 500. Oh, not as bad as we thought. That's relatively successful for us. So anyway, that's why I think that the Labour will win by about 13 percentage points. The Conservatives won't do as badly as forecast. We'll still do badly, lose something like 600 seats. Right. Thank you so much. Goodbye.